You'll turn back to the Word of God, to 1 Samuel chapter 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12, we read these words, "Till now the Lord has helped us." Till now the Lord has helped us. This evening is our Thanksgiving service after our communion season. And we come to give thanks to God for His grace to us in Jesus Christ. We come to give thanks to God for the remembrance of the Lord's Supper that we enjoyed this morning. And also, this weekend marks the 10th anniversary of our first worship service in this new building. I've spoken to several people, and it's hard to believe it's been 10 years. I was showing a little photo to my son James this afternoon. He didn't know what it was, but there at the front was a little boy just 2 years old called Peter Simpson. You know, 10 years have passed by so quickly. We're very thankful to God for what He's done for us in providing this building. But more than that, we're thankful to God for how He has sustained us and cared for us over the last 10 years. How God has been at work in our lives. Like the people in 1 Samuel chapter 7, we too can say, "Till now the Lord has helped us." And that's been the theme over our communion season. Till now the Lord has helped us. Of course, this help stretches beyond this physical building. It's even wider and greater than the help of the last 10 years. We are speaking of the help that God has given us over the history of this congregation. And even more than that still, the help that God has given to us in Jesus Christ. The help He has given to His church. This was true for the people of Israel, that they were giving thanks for a help that was more than just the immediate help they'd received from God. In raising up this Ebenezer, this stone of help, they were giving thanks to God for His help since establishing the covenant to them. They're acknowledging that God's covenant goodness has remained on His people throughout their history. And this help that the people are thanking God for points us forward to that greatest help, to the salvation experienced in Jesus Christ. The Ebenezer stone that Samuel raises up, it's a shadow or a picture of what Christ would be for His people. Through Jesus Christ, through our stone of help, the Israelites could say, "The Lord has helped us." We can say, "Till now the Lord has helped us." Over our communion season, we've noted various aspects to this remembering of God's grace. We saw at our pre-communion service that there's a genuine repentance. The Israelites, in thanking God for how He's helped them to this point, are thanking Him that there has been a repentance in their lives. This is part of their stone of help. God in His grace, through His Word and His Spirit, brought the people of Israel to see their need of forgiveness. They were guilty before God, guilty of having other gods in the face of God. And so through Samuel the prophet, God speaks to His people. He ignites their hearts that they can then humbly and repentantly come before God. We saw that there was the great rescue. Not only was there genuine repentance, but God brought about a great rescue for His people. The enemy had heard. The enemy was closing in to attack. But God thunders from heaven. He throws the Philistines into confusion and they're defeated. And Samuel acts as the intercessor, unceasing prayer, offering up a sacrifice on behalf of the people. And God brings about the victory. God brings about the great rescue. This is why they're setting up the stone of help. This is why the Israelites can look on and say, "Till now the Lord has helped us." There's been genuine repentance, and there's been a great rescue. This evening, I want us to consider a little bit more about the remembering that is brought about by the Stone of Help. There is grace remembered with this Stone of Help. Grace remembered. We touched briefly on this morning. For the people of Israel, there were still going to be difficult days ahead. There was still going to be times of hardship. There was still going to be the temptation to fall back into sin, especially the sin of false worship and false gods. There'd be the temptation to despair when other enemies rise up. But now at Ebenezer, they have a place to look to remember what God has done. They can remember what God has done in the past so that they can be equipped to face those days in the future. As they remember grace, they are being pointed forward. And we too will face days of temptation, days of stumbling, days of hardship. But like the Israelites, we have our Ebenezers. We have our remembrances of God's grace. And those remembrances, that they are there to keep us moving forward. They are there to make us a witnessing people. They are there so that we can look forward with expectation and anticipation. We have a stone of help to cause us to remember God's grace, that we might be equipped and strengthened for the days ahead. This stone of help, it's not just about genuine repentance. It's not just about a great rescue. But there's also grace remembered. And we see firstly this evening that we remember God's grace so that we might walk. So that we might walk. I mentioned this morning a quote from Dale Ralph Davis in his commentary on 1 Samuel. I know at least one person found this quote helpful, and we return to it again tonight. Dale Ralph Davis says, "Samuel then, with his Ebenezer monument, seeks to rivet Israel's memory to the past and most current of Yahweh's mercies. He knows that it is memory that keeps gratitude fresh, and that gratitude keeps faith faithful." He knows that it is memory that keeps gratitude fresh, and gratitude keeps faith faithful. We've been having our memories riveted on what God has done in the past, and especially at the Lord's table as we were remembering what Christ has done for us. And at the table, our memories are awakened. Our memories are kept fresh. Our memories are kept sharp and pointed as we rejoice in what God has done for us. And in doing that, our hearts are stirred within us, and gratitude comes up from our hearts, and gratitude flows out from our lips. And from that thankfulness of heart, from that gratitude that wells up within us, we are then stirred on to faithfulness. We have been rescued. God has acted graciously and wonderfully. And as we remember God's grace, we are spurred on to walk in faithfulness, to walk according to His way. For Israel, as they looked at the stone raised up, it brought to mind where they had been and what God had done for them. It was a constant reminder of God's grace. But it would be a pity and a complete shame if all they did was stand at the stone, look at it, and say, "Well, that's what God did in the past. And what He's done in the past, we rejoice in, but it has no impact on me today. What is this stone for today? Why is it here?" Well, it's there so that as they remember grace, they can then walk faithfully with God. They can remember we have been delivered from false worship. We have been delivered from idolatry. We put the Baals and the Ashtaroth away. Now we are serving God. This is here to well up within them, a rejoicing and a thanksgiving that makes them walk in a manner to which they have been called. It's hard not to receive some goodness or kindness from someone, and then in being thankful to them, not want to please them in some way, not want to bring delight to them. Somebody has been so kind and gracious to us. We would be a very unthankful, heartless person if we then thought nothing more of it, if we didn't want to bring them some delight and happiness. And this is how we are before God. God has been so gracious, so kind. He has forgiven us our sin. He's given us new life in Christ. The enemy has been defeated for us. And now in response, we want to please our God. We want to walk with our God. We want to rejoice in Him. We want to bring pleasure and glory to Him. We are to walk in such a way that we keep our eyes on Christ. As we remember grace, as we have our Ebenezers, the Lord's table, even the building around us, those things that remind us that God has been our help, those moments in your life, they are there to spur us on in the present, to make us walk in a manner worthy, to walk faithfully. And when we find ourselves straying, if we find ourselves wandering from the path, then remembering God's grace is a good way to bring us back on track. Isn't this why being at worship and the place where God's word is read and proclaimed is so important? We need to be reminded so often of what God has done. And as we are reminded, it is so that we can walk in the present, walking close with our Lord and Savior. For Israel, they were to look at the Ebenezer stone, remind themselves of God's grace. Why? So that they could walk in the present and walk faithfully with the God who had been so good to them. Till now, the Lord has helped us. So let us walk with gratitude and thanksgiving on our hearts. Let us walk faithfully with the God who's been so good to us. We remember God's grace so that we can walk. But then secondly, we remember God's grace so that we might witness. This monument, this Ebenezer that's been raised up, it was a witness to the surrounding nations. For the Philistines, we thought about this briefly this morning, this was a stone of condemnation. It stood against them. You have sought to overthrow God's people. You have sought to remove the glory of God from among God's people. But God is on their side. God is with His people. God brings judgment on the wicked. And the stone was a testimony of condemnation against those who were against God's covenant people. In Acts chapter 26, verse 22, Paul is standing before Agrippa and Festus. He's giving his defense. Listen carefully to Paul's words in Acts 26, 22. To this day, I have had the help that comes from God. And so I stand here testifying to both small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, He would proclaim light both to our people and to the Gentiles. Paul uses a very interesting phrase at the beginning of verse 22. To this day, or till now, I have known the help of God. The Lord has been our help. Till now, the Lord has helped. Paul is using the words of Ebenezer. And then Paul says the purpose for that help. It is so that he can testify. It is so that he can proclaim. It is so that he can bear witness to all that God has done for him in Jesus Christ. As we remember God's grace to us, it is so that we can bear witness. It's good for us to call to mind all the ways in which God has blessed us and is blessing us. But then, if it's only used for ourselves, we're not fulfilling the purpose of that grace. It is there so that we might declare it to others. I want you to note also that God's grace and blessing on the Israelites, it was also in their calling them to repentance. The Israelites didn't lift up this Ebenezer stone to say, look at how much God has blessed us with our wealth. Look at how much God has blessed us that our children have grown up really well and are now at university and have become experts in physics and science, economics, and all sorts of philosophy. Look at how much God has helped us in the... No, this stone of help, it was Israel saying, this is where we were. We had turned our backs on God. We had forsaken God. The glory of God had been taken from us. God's very presence was no longer with us. And yet God graciously has come and God has turned us back. We had to confess that we were guilty before Him. It was hurtful. It was hard. We had to have sin rooted out. But God has done it all. And God has brought salvation. That's the blessing that God has brought. That's the memorial. That's the remembrance of God's grace. And that's what the testimony of this Ebenezer is saying. That's the witness. We were in this position, but God has been gracious. God has forgiven. It's nothing of our own. And so as we bear witness to God's blessings, at times it could be, this is where I was. I was walking away. I was being foolish in sin. But God turned me round. God has saved me in Jesus Christ. And friends, as we remember God's grace, this is what we are telling others. We are Ebenezers. We are memorials, testimonies in and of ourselves. We're also to bear it with our lips, speak of it to others. We give witness. God has shown saving grace. This is what we did at the Lord's table this morning. As we came and as we took the bread and the cup, we were giving witness to one another. We were declaring to one another, till now the Lord has helped me in Jesus Christ. As we come to the table, we bear that witness to one another. And we're to go and bear that witness to others. God has given you your Ebenezers. Ultimately, that saving work of Jesus Christ. Those times throughout your life where He has been gracious, where He's upheld, where He's strengthened, where He's brought you to see the foolishness of your sin, where He's restored you. And God has given those to you that they might be a witness to others. Or to go and say, let me tell you what the Lord did for me. Samuel raises this Ebenezer, not just so that the people will walk in a manner worthy, but so that they will bear witness to God's grace in their lives, a testimony to the Philistines, a testimony, this is what God has done. To paraphrase Paul's statement in Acts 26, till now the Lord has helped me, and so I stand here testifying to both small and great, to everyone, telling them all about Christ my Savior. I declare to you what he has done for me. Friends, we are to remember God's grace so that we can witness to its effect in our lives. We remember God's grace so that we can walk. We remember God's grace so that we can witness. And then thirdly and lastly, we remember God's grace so that we can wait. So that we can wait. Till now, the Lord has helped us. Up until this point. Well, does that mean that God isn't going to help any further? Does this help run out or run dry at the present time? Is Samuel saying, God has helped us up to this point, but I'm not quite sure what's going to happen tomorrow? We'll just cross our fingers. Is that what this phrase means? Well, of course not. That's not what Samuel's saying. Samuel is saying, henceforth, up until now, with the anticipation and the expectation that God is going to continue to help, God, the covenant Lord, has helped us. For the Israelites, here at Ebenezer, with the stone raised up, here is a reminder. God keeps his promises. God fulfills his vows. God keeps covenant with those that he enters into covenant with. And so this stone was pointing forward. It was pointing forward that God is fulfilling his promises. As the people remembered God's grace, they were able to look forward with confidence, with patience, with expectation. Every covenant promise that was made with Abraham, the covenant promise that was ratified with Moses at Mount Sinai, the covenant promise that was re-entered into at the time of Joshua and then the judges, every part of that covenant is being fulfilled by God. God keeps his promises. And so Samuel says, henceforth, till now the Lord has helped us. Of course, he will continue to help. Remember what he has done so that you can be encouraged to look forward with patience, to look forward to God fulfilling every promise in your presence. And in this way, Ebenezer is pointing us forward to Jesus. In Jesus, all the covenant fulfillments find their goal and purpose. Jesus is the promise of the covenant. God will send the stone of help. And God has done that in Jesus Christ. Every time the people looked at the Ebenezer, the stone raised up, every time they remembered God's grace, was pointing them forward. God keeps his promises. The covenant will be fulfilled. The Messiah will come. The kingdom will be brought in. And also for us today, yes, we remember back. We remember back to all that God has done for us in Christ. We have an empty cross. We have an empty tomb. Jesus Christ has taken the punishment. Jesus Christ is raised from the dead. They are Ebenezers, reminders of God's grace. But they're there to point us forward. They're there to help us wait patiently. God keeps his promises. God keeps covenant with those who are his. This is the unchanging God. And just as he has fulfilled that promise in Jesus Christ, so he will fulfill every promise. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Friends, as we remember God's grace, we can wait patiently, knowing that God will complete the work that He started in us. Till now, the Lord has helped us. There's a great anticipation at Ebenezer, the stone of help. That there's a confident expectation. God will work. He has helped to this point. And He who has helped will never leave us nor forsake us. He holds us with His mighty right hand. He will take us to be with Him. Your Ebenezer, Christ Jesus, your Savior, as you remember God's grace, there is the sure and certain promise you will stand before Him. You will see Him face to face. It helps us to wait patiently. It helps us to look forward with certainty. What God has done for you, He will bring to completion. And this is a great comfort and strength to us. He will not let us go. Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, called its name Ebenezer, for he said, till now, the Lord has helped us. And as we give thanks to God for all that He has done, as we give thanks to God for that repentance that He's brought about in our lives, as we give thanks to God for that great work of salvation, that wonderful rescue, as we remember God's grace and give thanks to Him, it points us forward with certainty. He will complete what He has started. We don't know what God has planned for our congregation in the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. But God has His plans and His purposes. And God will bring them about. But as we remember God's grace, let us walk faithfully. Let us walk in a manner worthy of our calling. And let us witness. Let us declare all that God has done for us in Christ. Let it ring out from our lips. Let it be spoken in our words and conversations. And let us then wait patiently on God, because He who has promised is faithful. Amen.